Our five-part series to help you build your optimal financial world continues as we unpack the virtual family office. What is it? How can it work for you? As family office consultant Russ Allen Prince returns on this edition of Your Money Manual. And now from Scottsdale, Arizona, here's your host, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Welcome to Your Money Manual. This is the educational show we designed around the fact that you got some money, you want to make some investments, but your money didn't come with any instructions, so we're here to help. Our goal is to provide you with valuable information to help you make smart decisions about your money, help you build an amazing life of significance. And at the end of the show today, if you stay tuned for the entire show, we will have you give you an opportunity to request our newest white paper on the subject matter today and Russ's book on virtual family offices. So virtual family offices, what the heck is that? And what is the framework for a virtual family office? Well, I'm very excited. We have our own virtual family office, better known as a VFO, or in our particular case, the VFO Advisory Group. And we're going to talk about what a virtual family office is. We're going to continue our five-part series of discussions to help you understand how it's possible to build your optimal financial world with one of the nation's leading authorities in the private wealth industry, Mr. Russ Allen Prince. Russ regularly consults with the super rich, family offices, select fast-tracking entrepreneurs, often engaged by wealthy family members and successful entrepreneurs, and guys like myself for personal creation of wealth coaching. He has authored or co-authored more than 60 books for entrepreneurs, the affluent, the ultra affluent, professional advisors to the affluent, like yours truly. And so with all of that introduction, please, Russ Allen Prince, welcome to Your Money Manual.
It's a pleasure to be here, Vince. I look forward to it.
Great. Well, first off, let's define what a single family office is and what kind of services does it provide?
Well, single family offices, if you go back to say the 16th century, where there was somebody taking care of the king's financial affairs of sorts, that's sort of the starting point. The family office model, the single family office model, really came into its own with the Rockefellers, the Gettys, the Mellons, going back, you know, to that point. And what they did is that they decided to take control of their financial lives and some other aspects of it. You know, not on the financial side, but some of the personal issues. This is where they put together their own team that worked only for them. That's the term single family, only for them. And what they did is they provided a variety of different expertise. Now, when I say provided, they sometimes used outside people, but they were coordinating everything. And the type of expertise they provided were things like investment management, things like wealth planning. They did a lot of administrative work, such as arranging for taxes, paying the bills, and so forth. They also took care of lifestyle issues, such as arranging for medical care, and even special projects, which meant anything almost, from buying an island to arranging for an adoption. That's what the single family office did. Now, keep in mind, the single family office world is booming today. And the reason is because there's a great deal of very high-end wealth. And when we talk about high-end wealth, we're talking about people worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And that is sort of the cornerstone of this whole family office universe.
Wow, sounds pretty intense. Must be nice to have all those people on your payroll. But let's say you don't have hundreds of millions of dollars and you want to have the benefits of a single family office. What are your options?
Well, a lot of people recognize that this is probably one of the best ways to handle your financial affairs. And the reason for that is that the family office model is able to generate synergies that most people just can't get to. Most people are working with one provider or another. the family office has this coordinating mechanism that really pulls it all together so they can really optimize someone's financial world. Now, if you cannot afford a single family office, like almost everybody, and or you don't want to deal with the managerial or oversight issues, which some people don't, you have two options. One is the multifamily office, and the other is the virtual family office. The multifamily office looks to sort of duplicate some of the services of the single family office, and a virtual family office is more in sync with what a single family office is, and those tend to be your two options.
So you said virtual family offices are relatively new, becoming extremely popular. How did they come about, and why are so many successful people, entrepreneurs, business owners, et cetera, interested in having a VFO or virtual family office?
Now, as we're talking about it, they are relatively new. And what happened was it's a combination of some very ingenious professionals and a lot of technology. You put those two together, and what's happening is that for people who don't have the wealth of the super rich, the $500 million or more, you can create the equivalent of a single family office for them. And you do that because what you're doing is you're taking a professional who understands this and knows how to work with this, and that professional is coordinating a lot of other experts on behalf of the client, the family. And by putting that together, you're getting a lot of the same benefits that the super rich have with their single family office, because this family office is very virtual and very customized. And like a single family office, the virtual family office is really designed around the family. Multifamily offices tend to be much more about the organization providing a set of services, a broader array of services in many cases, but it's still something they're doing. Where this virtual family office and the single family office is much more about how do I get the best solutions for that family that really matches up most effectively.
So what are the major components, Russ, or the key drivers of a virtual family office?
Well, a virtual family office, let's put it this way. There are three, let's use the word key drivers that really make this work well. One we call the human element. And the human element is the real understanding of what that family wants. So it's not about selling anything under any circumstances. It's about identifying needs and wants, how people like to work, what makes sense to them, their concerns, their anxieties, taking all that together and identifying where value can be added. That's the human element, one of the key drivers. And that really is sort of at the core of all this. The ability to make it truly customized to that family requires really understanding where they're coming from, their world, their points of view, everything. Now, no one in the financial service industry, no one in the legal industry, no one in any of these professions can do everything. It's just impossible. So the second driver is your cohesive team. A team of experts have to be brought together to provide the solutions that that family needs that were uncovered through this process using the human element, focusing on that. So we have to put together a really high-end quality team that's geared directly for the needs of that family. And that team could be very different from family to family because the family has different requirements. So that team is really the focus. How do you put that team together and make it work in a really, as I said, word cohesive, very efficient, integrated way? Now, the third and final driver we call systematic processes. So it's not enough that you have the team and it's not enough that you understand what you need to do. You have to have real methods that will deliver those kind of results. And there are a lot of these methods that have to be integrated into the process of working with a client to get the kind of results we're talking about, that optimal financial world. Now, the very best single family offices are doing this. This is exactly what it's all about. Their ability to understand their family, their ability to get the right people involved, the right specialists, and to do it in a very methodical way. And a virtual family office, when done well, gets you the same results, and you don't need the hundreds of millions of dollars to do it.
Well, that's certainly good news. So for those of us who don't have a couple of $100 million to form our own single family office, if somebody wants to establish their own virtual family office, what has to happen?
Well, let's be realistic, Vince. You can answer that question better than I can, since that's what you do. But, you know, in the scheme of things, the real aim here is to evaluate, does this make sense for you, if that's what you want? Or do you really want to look at how you want to optimize your financial world, which most people say yes. So it's something you want to look into. So what happens is that Vince would sit down with you and go through what your world is all about, what you want, what you're thinking, how it's going to work, what you're trying to accomplish, what anxieties there are here. So you really want to have someone who will spend the time, make the effort to understand what you're all about, what matters to you, what doesn't matter to you. And then what happens is that you will see a bunch of options can be laid out. So there's possibilities, you have optionality. There are choices you now get to make, keeping in mind that everything is very flexible. Nothing's locked in. If times change, you're going to make adjustments. And that's what the virtual family office is great at, making adjustments very quickly. And remember, it's being built around you. So it's completely bespoke. It's completely customized to what you need, what you want, what you're about. And what's really great about this is that because it is done very efficiently and very effectively, it's also very cost effective. What I mean by that is a couple of things. For example, with a virtual family office, you know, somebody like Vince is going to negotiate with these specialists so that the cost that they would otherwise charge, well, you're going to pay less than their normal fees, for example. You're also going to be able to cut the line, meaning that you're going to get to the front of the line when you need something. That's what is so attractive about all this. It's the unique ability to get the best of the best in the most cost-effective manner, geared directly to what you want, what it's all about you. And there are a few people like Vince who can do this.
So if you want to think about, I guess, Russ, what you're saying is with this virtual family office, what we do and what many have come to us requesting, creating this virtual family office is maybe similar in a sports metaphor way to creating a solid baseball team. You want to make sure you have the right individual at first base, at second base, in the outfield, catching. You want to have the right managers, et cetera, to manage this baseball team. And so what we do is we function as that person to bring in the experts, the professionals that will specialize in helping our clients on demand when they need important issues to be taken care of, whether it be in tax planning or estate planning or investments, whatever it might be. We build out a team that is there for them and who also have the ability to talk or chatter with one another regarding this client's particular issue. So if you're interested in learning more about how a virtual family office can benefit you, please give us a call. At the end here, Jeff is going to go through a couple of things for you and how to reach out to us. And coming up on our third installment of our five-part conversation with Russ Allen Prince, we're going to continue this discussion of virtual family offices by talking about the many benefits of a VFO as part of a long-term wealth management plan. So Russ Allen Prince, thank you again for being back with me. I'm looking forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Vince. I look forward to it as well.
So Jeff, how can folks learn more about the virtual family office?
Well, Vince, you know, as you mentioned, we have some great information-packed reads for everyone who is interested in learning more about VFOs, and we have them available right now. And all you need to do is simply click over to our virtual family office website at VFOAG.com and complete the short form at the bottom of that page. And all you have to do is just put your name and email address in, click submit, and you'll get immediate access to two documents that go into greater detail about virtual family offices. The first is our free white paper entitled Your Optimal Financial World, and as a special bonus, you'll also receive the second document, access to the book on VFOs by Russ Allen Prince and John Bowen, also titled Your Optimal Financial World. They're both easy reads, easy to understand, and really take and focus on virtual family offices and how they can be so instrumental in helping you with your long-term wealth management strategy. Again, to get instant access to both the white paper and the book from Russ Allen Prince and John Bowen, with our compliments, visit VFOAG.com. The video version of Your Money Manual is now available on YouTube. And as always, you can hear our audio podcast on many of your favorite services, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, available on iTunes. So please give us your rating and a review. We'd appreciate that. Your Money Manual is presented by Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.